It's Your Break, the show designed to give you a break. Sit back and take a break. Get a cup of coffee if that's your thing, and enjoy.
Welcome to It's Your Break. Hi, I'm Jonathan Mertz, and today we're going to talk about the importance how social media can play into your next job. And Miriam Schlossberg, a Canadian mom, author, blogger, podcaster, and PR and social media consultant, is here to help us out. You know, it's one of those things that you just don't think about until you get to their job and they bring up that moment of asking you about your social media account. And it's one of those things that in a lot of the news stories is brought up in a negative light, how it can make you lose a job. But you also say it can help you gain a job, correct?
That's correct.
How does one know the difference of where you should, you know, throw those lines? Because, I mean, sometimes there's pictures that your friends might post about you that really get on there. And then there's stuff that you want to post that may not be in that area. So what is your advice in this category?
My advice is to be professional, professional, and professional, meaning the first and foremost thing you need to do is make sure you upload a nice, clean image of yourself as a profile avatar, and make sure you fill out your about information very, very clearly. Make sure you put everything that you will want others to know about you, how you got to where you are today, put your educational background, and you know what? Even if you don't have any, don't worry about it. Just put down what you learned. If you were self-taught, put that down. Just be honest and just be thorough. And make sure you put your contact information. That is very important, meaning that it is recommended to put a phone number. I mean, a lot of people are hesitant to do that, but if you are looking for a job, you got to put a phone number down. You can also put your Skype information down, but just make sure that you have good quality contact information, because this way, if you're easily contacted, then that's if you can be easily contacted, then that's that actually looks good. That looks good. So that's the first and foremost thing you need to do, is just fill out your profile, and also make sure the content that you share is clean and relevant to your niche and informative. And do not post anything negative or anything that could be extremely political, definitely nothing sexual, definitely nothing religious, nothing that you know would turn the general public off. Now, the only exception is if you're only targeting a group that is in that, like anything political or, you know, or if you're looking to, I don't know, get a job at an adult store, then that's different. You know, that's different. But that's not likely the case for most folks. So that's what I mean. Just make sure you use common sense while you're posting content on social media. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's informative. And make sure it's engaging. So those are the things to always remember. And just make sure you build up a good reputation by not doing any of the stuff I said before. Just make sure you're clean.
Gotcha. So basically, you're wanting to make sure you know who your audience is that you're targeting towards. If you're a general, everyday Joe Schmo who needs to get out and just find a job, you just really need to make sure that you're keeping yourself on the right track. Now, I did allude to, like, you know, what about those friends that you have or family members who are going to be posting and love to tag you in every photo, even if you are not in that photo? How do you compensate, or how do you deal with that?
You can actually put there's privacy settings, and you can put your privacy for you can put it to approved, like whether you want to approve or moderate. You can moderate your tagging. You know what? That's the thing. That's the beauty of it. A lot of people don't know that, but you can moderate it. This way, you can review who has tagged you, and if you want it on your wall, then you can approve it. If you don't, then just leave it. That's all.
Now, what about these people who have private accounts? You know, how do you deal with that when you go to a new job? Because, I mean, everything is completely private. The corporate world really can't see it unless they get a friend of a friend who, somewhere along the way is able to find that one little loophole. You can see somebody's post where somebody else has commented on. How do you deal with those situations? What do you recommend? Do you recommend having a private or a public profile? I mean, what is your thoughts?
Well, the thing is, a lot of people think that just because a profile is private, a lot of them think that, oh, well, that means that nothing can be leaked out. But that's absolutely not true. I mean, there could be someone out there that will leak your stuff out, even if it is private. Now, that is fine. If you want to keep your profile private, that's okay. I mean, that, you know what, a lot of people do that. But the thing is, there's other ways that people can find out things about you, right? So even if you have a private Facebook or Twitter account, there's other ways that people can find out about you. So just make sure, no matter what, if you decide to have a private account, just make sure whatever you're sharing is clean. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's private or public, because people will know. Like, they will know. Nothing is 100% private in this world.
So. You mean there's the stuff that Edward Snowden said is right?
It's the truth.
It is the truth, right? I mean, and that's the day we live in, too. I mean, really, everything that we're being being done is being monitored. Whether you like it or not, it's really, truly being monitored. I mean, your cell phones are monitoring you, not in the way you typically think it is. They're not listening to every conversation, but they're looking at your searches to see what you're searching for, and they cater advertising around those searches. And all the websites have been doing it for years and years, and the phone companies and everybody else has started pulling into that. So, I mean, it is good advice to keep in mind, you know, hey, you're not truly 100% private.
However, I do have advice on this, though. Now, the situation is, if you are looking for a job, be aware that employers are looking for your social media. So it is recommended to have a public account just for networking. And you can keep your private account just for friends and family. So, in other words, you can have two profiles, but one is private just for friends and family. And remember to keep that one clean, too, because, again, you could have someone on that list who's vindictive. You know, it could be a jealous cousin or something, and you may not even be aware of it, right? So, just remember, always just be clean, be careful. Be careful whether you're posting in public or private your public or private accounts. But no, it is recommended to have a networking account that you do keep public just for that purpose. So that's the thing.
You know, it's so interesting that, you know, we're talking about this subject. And one of the last jobs that I had interviewed for several years back now, that was one of the things that came up. Hey, we know that you like guitars a whole lot, you know. Like, yeah, you know, one of my family members, because, you know, they work in the building next door, you know. And it came about that they had scrolled the internet to see what I was up to. And it was very interesting to see that they took that liking and they made it a topic in the interview. So I seen that. And then I had another friend who went through the nursing program, and they actually taught everybody to go ahead and change their names on their private profiles and just change it for at least 6 months, because all the search engines start to really, you know, kind of filter out for the most part.
Yeah.
And they have it there. And a lot of them landed a job because of that, because nobody really could truly find who they are because the names had changed in the metadata. So, and it's just one of those things that it's kind of a neat thing to think about sometimes. But, you know, it just, until they landed that job, it's like, you know, anything that you got that could haunt you, and that's what they were teaching them, you know, hey, we know you just came fresh out of college, you're getting in here, and, you know, you went through the nursing program, you really just probably need to start expunging a lot of stuff that you don't think might be interesting to your employers. And that's what one of the things they were preaching to as well. And I find this is so fascinating that this is a highlight now in our world that we revolve around social media.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things I do want to ask is, which social media is the most important in your mind?
I'd say there's top three that are, which is Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Those are the top three. And the thing is, everybody is on Facebook. Everybody is networking on Facebook, and you've got Twitter where you're sharing information, and on LinkedIn is your profile. Account. So those are the first three. Those are the three to concentrate on the most. I mean, you've got Google+ and Instagram and Pinterest and all that, but people aren't looking at those so much.
Right, and then we don't know what the outcome of Google+ is going to be at this moment.
I've got my own opinions, and I'm going to keep it to myself.
That is very interesting.
Talk about common sense here, but anyway.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. The European trials is going on right now because of Google. So, it's just one of those worlds where we just don't know what's going on behind the scenes a lot, and it is so fascinating that we get through here and we target ourselves. You know, if you're avid about getting into the workforce, maybe you're reading Forbes magazine, and something that I learned a long time ago, and I just recently saw an article, and apparently they've talked about it years after year and year after year in Forbes, is you don't think of yourself as a person. You think of yourself as a business. You want to promote you. Mm-hmm. And you really got to be able to think to your mind that way and cater your post even to being able to sell what you can do, even if it's putting your opinion on something else that somebody else did, how you could possibly have made that better. Or, you know, maybe you could have done, you know, this, done it this way. It's just fascinating when you tell people to think that way, because they're like, what? Huh? It's and it's just thinking outside the box that you really got to get into people's minds, that you've really, really got to get it in there and think about things.
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's absolutely right. That's very, very true.
And we've been talking a lot about social media, but one of the things I like to do in my interviews is basically find out a little bit more about you and your background. And even I know that you have your own website and consulting and even podcast, and I don't mind, you know, cross promoting any of that stuff as well. So can you give me a little background of exactly what you do, Miriam?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you exactly how I got there. Now, the funny thing is I used to be very heavily into the metaphysical niche. I actually am an astrologer, but I'm not really practicing. I really am not. I've turned that into a hobby, and I'm not even really practicing because I just don't have the time. I don't have the time for it. And I do have a certification in it as well. But the thing is, I also wrote a few spiritual-based books, which I'm not promoting at all, because I just feel like those are all in my past life, if you will, you know. You can just say I evolved from that to social media and then that's what I've done. It just evolved. I'm not sure how it happened. It just did. I was actually getting into SEO at the time as well, but you know, we all know about SEO now.
Oh, yeah.
So now I've evolved away from that for obvious reasons, and this is how it happened. Now, how it happened, I don't know. But let me tell you, I used to make all the mistakes on social media. Everything that I listed, everything that are no-nos, I used to do that, and that's how I learned. I learned the hard way, and it wasn't really helping me with my other stuff that I was promoting, like when I was into the astrology and all that. It wasn't really helping all that much because I was doing it wrong. And I learned, but then I'm like, you know what? This is more me. I need to really get into it, because I know what mistakes I learned from, and now I can teach others. So you can just say it's one of those things that just evolved, and how it happened, I can't exactly tell you, but that's all I know. So yeah, it's quite interesting.
It is a very interesting path. And life is just a mysterious path in the first place. So
it is.
Because at any moment, something can change your entire life, and you've got to go in a completely different direction, whether it's your fault or no fault of your own. You know, there's people who lose their jobs every day because a company goes under, and now they're stuck and having to go in a completely different direction. And sometimes it turns out to be the best thing ever, and sometimes it turns out to be one of the most unpleasant things ever. And it is just a mystery there. And as we're looking into, you know, moving forward in our lives, what is the biggest piece of advice when you're getting ready to start going out for that job searching and you're going to use social media? What is the biggest piece of advice you have of being able to cater your tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn profiles towards that one product?
Just use common sense. Never spam. Never do any of that. Don't over promote either. Don't do any of that. Just be natural. Share interesting, intriguing content. Share relevant content. Be informative. Be educational and be engaging.
So when we see things about maybe like the riots that happen, you know, and things like that, is it something that you might want to stay away from, or is it something that, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, what you can do is say healing energy is going out to those affected, okay? Acknowledge it, but just do it in a positive way. don't put anything too much. Don't, you know, and same thing with anything else, like say the tragedy, the earthquake that just happened in Nepal, same thing, healing energies to those, you know, that's the thing. Don't put anything graphic either. You know, do not do that. I've seen a lot of people do that, and that is the biggest turnoff. Because I remember the Boston bombings, there were a lot of really graphic posts on there, and nobody wanted to see it. That is the biggest
turnoff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hate it when you see, like, those real, you know, death videos on
yes.
Facebook. And you know that they're real because you've seen people go through experiences, yeah. you know, where they're at their last moment and taking those last breaths, what the body does. And that's just disturbing in most cases.
It is very disturbing. And just do not, never, ever, ever post anything. I mean, a lot of people don't do it to be funny. They don't. They don't do it out of, you know, malicious intent. They do it out of shock value. They're shocked, so they're going to share it. I can't
Absolutely.
Believe what I saw. Look at it. Don't do it. If you're shocked, keep it to yourself. Just send good energies. You can acknowledge it, but just send good energies, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that I want people to be able to do, are they able to contact you freely if they want to?
Mm-hmm.
And how do they do that?
Yeah, they can go on my site, miriamslozberg.com, and I'll spell that MiriamSloz as in zebra, B as in Bob, ERG.com. And my social information is all there. My contact information is all there. And, yeah, I'd love to hear from you.
And that is so funny that you said your social information is there because, you know, 20, 30 years ago, that meant something different. Like, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my
You're
social
right.
security
the
card.
Things have changed.
You know, it's so funny that you think about this because I'm 30, 35 now, and it's so fascinating mm-hmm. to hear things change even just within my 35 years. Because I used to hear my parents, my grandparents say, man, you know how much stuff's changed and all this stuff. There wasn't even a color TV in my day, you know. So I'm from Kentucky. So that's where that little southern drawl comes from sometimes. You might hear me mimicking uh-huh. stuff, even though I kind of work on getting rid of that accent. So most people can understand me. So that's just what I do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's so funny that life sends us in so many directions, and it evolves, and it will continue to evolve. And people hate change,
oh, yes.
but they can't stop it. And that's the biggest thing that you got to accept. You got to accept change, and you got to adapt. It's the survival of the fittest that I will go back to Darwin for.
Right, that's right.
So,
you're absolutely right. Yep, and it's natural.
That's absolutely right. And Miriam, thank you so much for being on It's Your Break. And I will probably call on you again if I have some social media need, because this is a very
okay.
interesting thing. And I guarantee we're going to have more topics about this.
Oh, absolutely. There's never ending discussions about social media. There's so much to talk about. Well, thank you so much, Jonathan, for having me.
Thank you.
It's Your Break is produced by Spark of Vision. Executive producer, Jonathan Mertz. Announcer, Mark Starr. Music from Sean McClure. Host, Jonathan Mertz. It's Your Break is owned and distributed by Spark of Vision. For more information on our host and announcers, visit itsyourbreak.com's cast section. And follow us on Twitter at itsyourbreak.